Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Better choices need to be made regarding what GAA matches are free to wear, according to the former GAA president Liam O'Neill. His comments come amid ongoing controversy surrounding the pay-per-view channel GAA Go. Tánaiste Micheál Martin has called for the decision to broadcast championship games behind a paywall to be reviewed, adding that all football and hurling matches should, he believes, be free to air. Three-time All-Ireland winner Donal O'Cusack has also strongly criticised the broadcasting arrangements for the current season. GAA Go is a joint venture between the GAA and RTE. In a statement today, RTE said the GAA owns the rights to the championship and makes decisions on how these games are awarded to the media. Well, I'm joined here in studio now by the group head of RTE Sport, Declan McBennett. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Brian.
Did RTE drop the ball here, committing to broadcast provincial football finals and allowing these classic hurling encounters in Munster to be placed behind a paywall?
No, Brian, I don't think so. I think you have to look at and understand the way that rights packages are structured. So RTE have the rights and are very grateful to have the rights to 31 matches in the Liam McCarthy and Sam Maguire competitions. If you break down those 31, two of them are finals, four of them are semi-finals. There are four quarter-finals, two in hurling and two in football, and there are six provincial finals. Each one of those form a part of what are known as the packages that RTE or any broadcaster go and buy from a rights association. So that's 16 of the 31 matches that are already accounted for and predetermined. So essentially then there are 15 matches across eight weekends, four provinces and two codes, whereby you have a degree of discretion. But when you're operating within a very, very condensed calendar, which we now are because the GAA have adopted that for their own good reasons and they stand over that, and that's their absolute right. But when you have such a condensed calendar, you are inevitably going to have a clash of major hurling matches coming up against major football matches. As I say, one of those packages involves the provincial finals, the four in football and the two in hurling. So when they come up, we are contractually obliged under the terms of our agreement with the GAA to broadcast those. So if there's a significant hurling match that clashes with those, then inevitably there has to be a second platform.
That's how the broadcast rights are determined then, by that process of negotiation. What about the decision on which games go on GAA Go? How is that decided?
Well, as I say, Brian, when you take out the 16 that are mandated as such, and if you look back at last weekend, we had Galway Sligo and we had obviously Kerry and Clare. Now, it's unfortunate that Cork and Tipperary weren't on and everybody would love to see that. And we fully understand that. But the point is,
the question is, who decides what goes on GAA Go?
It's a combination of RTE picking the games that they either want or are mandated to do. And then subsequently, the second platform, which used to be Sky Sports and is now GAA Go, has the opportunity to pick up the rest. So they are now doing 39 games in comparison to Sky when they were doing 14. RTE are doing 69 GAA games this year, as opposed to 4.
But just to go back, so RTE is part, as the joint owner of GAA Go, along with the GAA, RTE, and you're a director of GAA Go.
Correct.
You're part of the process that decides these particular matches and the issue. What's at issue here, these Munster Hurling Championship games, these are the ones that will go on pay-per-view.
I'm part of the process that decides in terms of the picks, but I'm not part of the process in terms of determining when they are scheduled. That's a matter entirely for the GAA.
Well, I'm not asking you about that, but the fact that the Munster Hurling Championship thus far has been behind a paywall is a decision that RTE has been party to.
No, well, that's not true, Brian, because Cork and Waterford was on and Limerick have played. So there have been Munster hurling matches. However, we have 15 matches that we have discretion over. We have four provinces and two codes to carry. We cannot cover the whole of the Munster Hurling Championship to the neglect of counties like Sligo or Clare or indeed Louth this coming weekend.
What sort of audience does a Munster Hurling Championship generate when it's on free TV?
Anything in the region of 250,000 plus, depending on the game that
They're big numbers.
Absolutely. They are iconic games and it's a championship that resonates across the country and has done for generations.
And how many people have viewed those iconic games now on GAA Go?
The figures for GAA Go are a matter for both the GAA and RTE. They're not released to the public in the same way that the GAA did not release those
secrecy?
Games. It's not secrecy as such, Brian. I'm sure at some stage they will be, but the GAA have a long-standing...
You know the numbers, presumably.
I do indeed, and I know that they're...
Can you tell people what they are?
No, I can't, but I know... I can tell people that they are absolutely meeting their targets, they are meeting their expectations, and at the end of the year they will be reviewed again and any subsequent lessons or reinvestment will go back into GAA.
Were the hurling matches chosen because they do attract big audiences and would drive subscriptions to GAA Go?
No, absolutely not, Brian. I've heard this stated over the past sort of 24, 48 hours. The reality of it is that the we did Cork Waterford and we've done Limerick so far in terms of RTE. The Limerick Clare game was initially scheduled for the Sunday and that was to be an RTE game. And I have the first set of fixtures here in my hand and it states that the Limerick Clare game was down to be an RTE game. Due to circumstances in Limerick, which were entirely outside of the control of certainly RTE, and I imagine outside the control of the GAA, that game was moved to the Saturday and hence went to GAA Go. And RTE picked up Cork Waterford. Now, Cork Waterford, unfortunately, did not meet the iconic status of the Limerick Clare game, but that's the nature of sport. We knew the results before the game.
One can see an incentive, and perfectly reasonable incentive here on the part of GAA Go, of which RTE is the joint owner and you're a director, to pick for the pay-per-view games matches that will attract strong audiences and drive subscriptions. That's not an unreasonable proposition to put to you.
It's absolutely not unreasonable, so and I can understand where people are coming from, but it's not true, Brian.
But my question is this then, given that, does that not put RTE in a position where there's a conflict of interest here? Because as a public service broadcaster funded by the licence fee, for which people can be sent to jail if they don't pay, funded by public money, you have a responsibility to bring the best of sporting and spectacle free to air, haven't you?
And we're doing that, and we're doing that across rugby, soccer and GAA, where there has never been more free to air sport on.
Not in Munster Hurling.
That's not true. For example, Brian, we will be doing Clare versus Cork and Tipperary versus Limerick in 2 weeks' time when GAA Go are doing the key football matches that have emerged, which will be Kerry versus Mayo and Galway versus Tyrone. So we are bringing the Munster Championship. However, we cannot exclusively, on the basis of 15 games across 8 weekends, 4 provinces and 2 codes, simply concentrate on the Munster Hurling Championship. That is not feasible. There are more games than ever available to the public. It's an absolute credit to all those involved that is the case. There is also more rugby available free to wear and more soccer.
But games available at a price. Who sets the cost?
The cost was set by the GAA Go board. And if you bought the early bird price last December, it was €59. Now, if I go to the Ulster final this weekend to take 2 adults and 4 children, it will cost me €80 for tickets. There were 39
but you'll
games.
Be there. You'll be in the stadium.
Yes, Brian, and I look forward to it for one game. But that will cost me €80 for tickets alone. Not travel, not diesel, not food, nothing else. Simply the tickets.
Right.
For the price of a GAA Go at €59, you get 39 games. That's £155 per game.
Will this generate a return for RTA? Will there be a profit from the investment?
I would sincerely hope so, and so would the GAA. And what I can say is that any penny and every penny that is received from RTA as a result of GAA Go will be reinvested in sports rights, which has been the policy that RTE has adopted for the 5 years that I've been in this job, which has resulted in more free-to-air sport than ever before. More rugby, more soccer, more women's sport.
We'll talk about rugby another day, but just what are the projections in terms of the revenue you're expecting it to generate?
Brian, for understandable commercial reasons, unfortunately, much and all as I'd love to, I cannot go into that at the moment. But you have to understand that it's meeting its targets, it's meeting its expectations, and we will have a review at the end of the year. The money that is generated goes back into the GAA and back into RTE, and the RTE allocation goes back into the investment of sports rights. And you dealt with the licence fee issue here on a repeated basis. Sports rights are extremely expensive. In order for RTE to compete in that market, which is an international and global market, we must be able to generate revenue as well that allows us put more games to air. There are 180 free-to-air games available in GAA across this country this year through the work of BBC Northern Ireland, TG Cahir and RTE. And we're extremely proud of that, and there are more games than ever been made available.
Just a word about the platform that this has been put out on. It's people have to access it on their mobile devices for the most part, and then cast. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always struggled with the casting.
Of course, I appreciate that.
And there are parts of the country where people maybe don't have the kind of broadband that would allow them
that
to do
that
efficiently.
That is undoubtedly an issue.
So how's that been dealt with then?
Well, there are different parts. I live in rural South Armagh, and thankfully my broadband has been sufficient that I've been able to enjoy all 4 games, which have had excellent presentation and analysis. I fully understand, and people tuning into Liveline will tell you that there are broadband issues across the country. What has been done to address that is that the GAA clubs have been offered the pass at €150. Commercial premises have been offered the pass at €300, which is a fraction of what they're paying for other subscription services, in order to generate, to allow people who may not have the broadband at home to go to their GAA club. There is undoubtedly a job of work, but it is a societal job of work, Brian, that has to be done across this country in terms of improving the broadband infrastructure for small enterprise, for business transactions, for rural depopulation and for GAA Go.
Right. You said you've watched these games on GAA
Go. I have indeed.
Do you have to pay the sub or does that come?
I have happily paid the sub, Brian. I have no issue. It's £1.55 per game for 39 games with 180 games free to air to the population. I think it's excellent value. And certainly in comparison to, as I say, what I will pay for one match this weekend when I happily sit in Clonus, then it's extremely good value.
All right. Declan McBennett, Group Head of Sport at RTE, thank you very much for that.